suggestion. I'm only working on my notes here for the conference, but I've got a suggestion that you made about, and I'm going to do it Monday morning, to try to do it Monday week, because I'm just talking about welfare. I'm sure you, I'm sure you know, it won't do any good for us unless I really hit it in terms of the hard line. Connolly came back from Texas, who, you know, Jerry was reflecting, and he says, you know, of course, they're having a hell of a drought for one thing. But he said, you just can't imagine people are so goddamn mad about welfare. Down there, the Negroes are specimens, see? But they are mad about welfare. Everybody's pissed off about welfare. And I just feel that right here, we're on a bad way. And we just got to keep repeating that we're hard-line on welfare. I don't know whether we can do it with that. And lose and hold other support. But you know, our friend Wilbur is playing it both ways. He's saying, well, he's hard line on our friendly assistance too. But all we appear to be is that we want to add 18 million people to welfare rolls. People don't want that decision. Please commend these. Command Governor Rockefeller, Governor Reagan, the leadership. But at the national level, we do this, 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 and this. Time that people do this, get some hard, tough records, have sapphire work on them. I mean, tough work, or get sapphire investments, more sophisticated than you can, too tough. But I want some hard rhetoric on the welfare people. I think it's just the right line for us to take. I think it's a good idea. Another thing. Barbara, I don't want to slobber around about let's give. I don't mind saying let's take care of those in need. You say like you said, please. Don't go on. Let's add 15 million to the welfare rolls to see that every working poor gets taken care of. Don't belabor that. I mean, I actually flush that. Well, you can't flush it. You've got to mention so that you. I mean, I guess you've got to mention support of our program, but. Yeah. But the purpose is we have got to get people into jobs and then put it in very personal terms. The man working and earning so much a month, trying to hold his head high, and he lives next door to somebody who's on welfare and gets food stamps. Use one of those horrible examples like Reagan. Use some examples. He gets food stamps, he does this and that, and so forth, and so on, and so on. And no matter, no one reads the man. And then, of course, the idea of getting people in the job. I like the idea, in other words, provided you can find a hard-hitting writer to write, as I say, can't be any more than 2,000 words. That's our outside language of speeches these days. Well, not a word of the need to clean up the welfare mess. It's HR1, and it is number one priority. Then, at the outset, say that gentleman, let me say, at the National Governors Conference, I emphasized, you start out at the beginning, I emphasize our support, revenue sharing, and so forth. And we need your support. We urge you that the support of these governors is essential to that. This is a bipartisan program. I'm talking another bipartisan program today, welfare. Welfare is a mess. It is HR1. I proposed this program in October of last year, 1967. Nothing has happened. Now we have new ideas. Governor, you're taking the lead. And then some horrible statistics about how many have been added to the welfare rolls. And then a couple of striking examples of, out of some of Reagan's speeches, the man next door. Don't have AEW around it, you know. I mean, just get a real solid job. Okay? All right. Fine. Buchanan might help more than Sapphire, I'm not sure. Get Sapphire on this then. But tell Sapphire, because the main thing is tell Sapphire hard on and examples. Okay.